Westside Baptist Church in Newnan, Georgia, brings you our weekly podcast. We hope you will be encouraged by our music and a message from the Word of God as we present our Sunday morning and Sunday evening services and our weekly broadcast by Dr. Melvin Payne. We thank you for listening.
All the first sing it.
Ever since Jesus saved and pardoned, I have been singing every
alto singing.
Praise the Lord, blessed holy name. Through the dark shadows, He is with me, leading me on the upward way. Praise the Lord, blessed, holy, sing it.
I've never been sorry.
Praise the Lord, blessed, holy name.
Every moment I find Him,
all the way, He's exactly the same.
My soul is in
every day, since the Savior came. Let's sing that chorus, sing it.
I've never been sorry.
Praise the Lord.
Never trusted His name.
Blessed holy name.
Every moment I find Him.
All the way.
He's exactly the same.
My soul has been singing.
Oh,
every day.
Since the Savior came.
I've never been.
Jesus
saved and part.
I have been
singing every day. Praise the Lord, blessed holy name. Through the dark shadows, He is with me, leading me on the upward way.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord, blessed. Sing it out.
Chorus back up there, Kim, right there where we're just at. That last one, where's that? Come on, help me out. I've never been sorry that I trusted His name. Blessed His holy name, amen. I liked all the repeats and all that. Bless His holy, gives you a chance to shout it out a little bit. Amen, Brother Joe. Gives us a chance. Hey, if you ever never just raised your hand and just said, praise the Lord, and never got a chance just to sing and said, bless His holy name, this is your chance. Amen. Let's just praise Him a little bit. Hey, let's not worry about what happened yesterday and about what happened last night, what happened last week. I'm not worried about that. What I'm worried about today is worshiping Him. Alan, my mind is focused on is Him today. Hey, we should get our focus and our mind. We ever get our focus and our mind on Him today. Woo! You're talking about a service. Amen. Just blessing His holy name. Praising His name. Aren't you glad to be at church this morning? Say amen. Raise your hand a little bit. Hey, woo. Raise your hand. Aren't you glad to be at church? Just praise. praising him just a little bit. That's why we're here this morning, is to praise his name. Amen. Oh, woo, I'm fired up this morning. Let's sing the last verse, and we're going to sing the chorus, sing it out, choir, like we've never sung it before. Sing it.
Proudly the star of hope is shining, making my pathway brighter grow. Oh, praise the Lord, blessed holy name. Never a thought of sad repining. Jesus is with me, this I know. Things in life don't always go the way we hope they would and go the way we want them to. But, boy, isn't it great that we can say we're saved today. Amen. When the world ends, we got a home. We got an eternal life with a loving Savior. I mean, I love for teams to win, and I love to have winning situations and everybody to have good health and happiness. But it doesn't always work that way on this side. But when we get to that other side. Good to be a child of God today. Pray for Miss Cheryl as she sings Child of God.
And I always to fail. Tired and weary, life becomes so frail. But I'll not make this final
tell you this morning that God's faithful. I didn't even realize our brother was over there playing today. God's faithful, brother. I look back there and see Miss Pat with her dear husband's arm around her. God's faithful. Amen. I remember when Sister Boswell went home to be with the Lord, and I remember a broken man, a weeping man. And then I saw our brother Dan, smiling so big. God's faithful. He's just faithful. Moses says he's faithful. Know ye therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God. The faithful God. 1 Corinthians 1:9 says, God is faithful. 1 Corinthians 5, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. Did you hear that, folks? Wholly. I don't mean H-O-L, but W-H. Wholly, 100%. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then get this, faithful is he that calleth you. Remember the day when he called you? Remember you were that little boy, that little girl, that teenager, that grown man or grown woman, when the Holy Spirit grabbed a hold of your heart, he was faithful to call you and say, hey, you're a sinner that needs a Savior. I'm just talking about a God. He's faithful. He's faithful to care for his children. 1 Corinthians 10:13, there hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you're able. Say, preacher, I'm in a mess. I'm going through some things. I'm being tempted in ways I shouldn't be tempted, and I don't know what to do. Don't you worry. God's faithful. I'm going to tell you what, he's faithful. I'm talking to his children this morning. He's faithful. He's faithful to cleanse you. You say, well, I've already been saved. Praise the Lord. But you live and you dwell and you operate, you function within this nasty flesh, and we need cleansing, and he's faithful to do that. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. And he doesn't stop there. He says, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He is faithful. I tell you, faithful is an adjective that characteristically describes our Lord and our Savior. Hebrews 10:23, let us hold fast the profession, the confession of our faith without wavering. Why? Because he is faithful. That's our Lord. That's our God. That's who we sing about this morning. I look around and see hurting people and folks who are under the gun, experiencing things they didn't believe or know that they would ever experience. But I want to tell you, hurting Christian, he is faithful. I look back and see our brother Truett back there, and I love him. And I want to say to you, my brother, don't you worry. He's faithful. Our God is faithful. Hebrews 11:11, I like it, because it was through faith that Sarah herself received strength to conceive a seed. Remember Sarah, the laughing Sarah? Remember when God said, you're going to have a baby, and she laughed in the face of God. I like it because this verse says, she judged him, meaning our God. She made a ruling. After she laughed, she gave birth, and she stood back and looked back and saw God had been faithful, and she made that judgment call. She made the ruling that God is faithful. I tell you, faithful is the word that describes our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Ladies and gentlemen, he is faithful. This morning I had planned on preaching a message talking about God's faithfulness and incorporate that into what faithfulness really means as a Christian. It doesn't just mean church attendance. It's so much deeper than that. It is so deep. It will transform the lives of the Christian if we understand what this thing of faithfulness truly is. And the only way we can understand it, the only way we can appreciate it, is to read and understand the depth of God's faithfulness to you and to me. I want to say to you this morning, God is faithful. I spoke to a woman this morning on the way to church. God laid her on her heart. Lisa and I picked the phone up and called her and put her over the stereo system so she and I both could hear. We spoke to this dear lady as she talked to us about her husband and her trials and her tribulations as she's watching him deteriorate one day at a time in eternity for him. Praise the Lord, it's heaven because of a faithful God. But we had to tell this suffering woman, don't you worry, because you serve a God who is faithful. Dad, he is faithful. And it doesn't matter what people say. It doesn't matter what people do. Because we serve a God that's faithful. Amen. And we can take it to the bank, brother. God's faithful, brother. Amen. You just hang him there because he's faithful. Amen. You lost your daddy and you buried him last weekend. I want to tell you something. Everything's okay. Because God, he's just faithful. Brother Levi, amen. Bless your heart. I had a dream about you the other night. It was bad. I can't even tell anybody what it's about. But I got to tell you, nothing you did. But I want to tell you, I watched you suffer going in and out of the doors, not understanding why in the world you didn't have breath, why you were tiring so easily. And I want to tell you, you look so good sitting there right there. Your color's so good. I want to God's faithful. Sister, I'm going to tell you something. I love you. And I watched you struggle. I watched the wind get knocked out of you when your son died. It's been a trial. And it's been a tribulation. But I want to tell you, I love you. But better than that, greater than that, I can promise you, God's faithful. He'll take care of you. He'll love on you and he'll help you. I don't know what you two are going through exactly. But I'm going to tell you, God's after you, mister. He's not going to let up till he gets you. You know why? Because God's faithful and he loves you. Hey, lady, don't you know I love you? This lady's husband's over there playing that guitar, serving the Lord to the best of his ability. And this woman standing by his side. We went over to the house the other day. And you could see the weight on this woman's shoulders. I want to tell you, Miss Karen, God's faithful. I don't like it. I don't love it when I see God's children go through turmoil and trials and tribulations. But I want the church to know that God is faithful. He loves you this morning. He'll take care of you. I look at Brother Dave and Miss Tina and their troubles and trials with Miss Maria's health. And when they didn't think it could get much worse, it did. And I want to tell you, I'm sorry you're going through this thing. I'm sorry. I don't like it. And I don't know the answer to all this. I don't. I wish I did. I wish I could say something that could lend a vision of where this thing ends for you that are in the battle. But I can't. But I can promise you, God's faithful. Amen. Brother, you let him sing. God is faithful.
When life gets me down, this world can be a lonely place to be. I wonder, oh God, why? Then I try to analyze all the possibilities. There's no reason or rhyme. It's out of my hands this time. I just fall on my knees. He hears my plea, and he knows my when my strength is nearly gone, and I feel so all alone, then I can just fall. Face the reality. There's a secret place where I'm overtaken by His grace. I can just fall. My mind.
What do you do now? That's all we can do is praise the Lord, brother. That's good stuff right there. Just praise the Lord. Brother Richard, all we can do is praise the Lord. But I want to tell you, I know that house gets lonely over there. But all I can tell you is God's faithful. You know, while we were singing, or while William was singing, I looked back and just looked through the congregation. And I see those that have hurt. And I see another lady over here that I love very much, who not too many years ago, we buried her husband. And now God has sent somebody into her life. God's faithful. I looked over. And I looked at all these precious young people sitting over here. They get up in the morning and get on that bus and come to church. And I got to tell you, when they're not here, when one of them's missing, I may not say anything, but I notice and I hate it. And when I look over here and see them sitting in these pews, I say, man, God sure is faithful. Last week, the Moats weren't here last week, and I missed them. And I said, Lord, let them be here this week. And I look back there, and there they are. You say, well, isn't that little? I don't think so. God's faithful. That's right. I was concerned about Brother Richard, and he's here. I asked the Lord to let him be here. God's faithful. I pray for Miss Pat. Says, surely she can't make it 2 weeks in a row, Lord. But she's here. God's faithful. Folks, if you're saved today, you know if you'll stop just for a minute and look backwards, look back in time, we will see where God is faithful in our lives. He'll never leave us or forsake us. He's faithful. If you don't know this Lord this morning, I want to invite you to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. I'm going to ask you to stand up, and we can sing a verse of Amazing Grace. And as we sing, if you don't know the Lord as your Savior, if you've never met this faithful Lord, I want to invite you to do that. The altars have been open for the last 45 minutes to the Christians. It's still open. But right now, I want to ask you, do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Well, preacher, I tell you, when I was such and such, I said a little prayer and I think I got it. No, it doesn't take a little prayer. It takes confession of sin. That's what it takes. The belief and the understanding that Jesus Christ died on the cross for you, that you could be a born-again Christian and never know hell. That's what it takes. And if you've never done that, if you've been slipped a counterfeit, you really don't know Jesus as your Savior, today's the day. Why don't you come on right now as we sing Amazing Grace, how sweet thy sound.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but what? He's faithful.
Toils and snares.
He's faithful. I have already come.
What I have to say about that, God is faithful.